I came from Rome.
Boy.
I got some good news for you. Real good news. The Pope in Rome, Pope Leo, he drew up some documents. They're called really important message for you. Diligence. You know that you are going to purgatory. The fires of purgatory. But this will help you. By the grace of the Pope in Rome, by his mercy, he drew up these special orders that anyone can go through purgatory to heaven. Of course, we need some money from you. And that's why I have my table up here. I have my table. You make your line here at the right. And as soon as the coins... Oh, did you hear that? We'll try again. There you are. I had this working before. As soon as that coin drops there, your loved one or you will not go to purgatory. You go straight up to heaven.
Wait. Just 1 minute.
I'm Martin Luther. I'm the pastor here, and we're not going to have any of this business about selling God's grace, selling God's freedom. Okay, that's kind of what happened back 500 years ago that caused me to go to take these 95 points of debate and nail them to the bulletin board, the church doors at Wittenberg. Because this guy, John Tetzel, was selling God's grace, was trying to sell God's freedom. And we all know that, yes, we're sinners. Yes, by our own sin, we are condemned, and we deserve nothing but hell and damnation. But the fact is grace is free. Grace is through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, and that's given to us by God freely. And that's what started this whole business that we now call the Reformation. So, as we talked about over the last weeks in the Reformation, there were a few points that I brought out to highlight as what was important. The first of these things was grace alone. And it's grace alone that counts. God's kingdom is to be a kingdom of grace belonging to those who are wretched and poor. The fact is grace is something that's given freely. It's given to us, not something that we can pay for, not something that we can earn. And regrettably, over time, over history, that had gotten distorted within the church. It had become something that was doled out depending on, well, what you did, either going and trying to do good works or something as simple as paying money. This guy John Tetzel was taking money for God's grace. So, you know, grace alone, that was something that was kind of a novel concept. It was something that people weren't used to. No, it couldn't have been grace alone. It had to be also my works or something I give or something I do. But the very fact that, no, it's God and God alone who is providing our freedom. So then the question is, well, how does this happen? How do I latch on to this grace? Well, that's through faith alone, the second tenet of the Reformation. The second big idea was faith alone. And so instead of buying it, instead of earning it, all I've got to do is hang on to it. And that's given only through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not something that we can buy. It's not something we can earn. Instead, it's kind of like a gift card. You know, we have something and we give it freely. It's not something that you do to deserve. It's not something that you can do anything to earn. But instead, it's given to you. You put your trust and trust alone in that. As we talked about a couple of weeks, that trust, faith, is like trust with wheels on it. Basically, trust with action. And so faith alone is another one of those tenets of the Reformation that says, I'm going to trust in God to save me and not trust in my own works. And that leads us to the third tenet of the Reformation. How do I know this? How do I come about this, this knowledge? Do I do it through the knowledge in my heart? Do I do it through the knowledge that's given to me by some guy standing up here selling indulgences? No, I do it through the Bible. Scripture alone. It's only through God's Word that we know His truth. And somehow over time, that had gotten distorted. The Bible had been taken away from the people and instead had been reserved for a precious few to interpret, a precious few to then dole out. But instead, during the Reformation, I said, no. The Word of God is a precious thing. We need to rely on it and rely on it wholly. And so I translated the Bible from the Greek and from the Hebrew into the language of the people. Because everybody here speaks German, right? Okay, well, back 500 years ago where I was from in Wittenberg, everybody spoke German. So I translated the Bible into German so that the everyday common people could have the Bible. And today, you guys keep that tradition up. I'm guessing that the Bibles that you have at your house, which was not common back in my day, is in your language, is in English. But that's something that happened through the Reformation. The fact that we don't ever want to get distorted and get off the path and say, no, the way to God is just through my heart, or the way to God is just through what this fellow over here says or this fellow over here says. No, the way to God is given to us freely through faith in the Holy Spirit, you know, through by the Holy Spirit, and it's shown to us in God's Word. So this idea of faith alone, grace alone, Scripture alone, it's sometimes sounds like a winding path. And so that led me to, when I was gathered with some of my students, give this one saying about true church. What is true church? Okay, we've got it up there. Let him who wants a true church cling to the word by which everything is upheld. So what is true church? True church isn't about the trappings. It isn't about the decorations. It's not even about the cross on the wall. It's not about the doors. It's not about the guy wearing the outfit. True church is found where God's Word is found. And so when I was gathered with my students, I told them this, and this tenet got raised up and is true still today. It's said that if you want to know where the church is, just look for God's Word. That's where the true church is. So again, as I was saying, this idea of faith alone, grace alone, Scripture alone, all these alones, it sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? Alone, alone, alone. Well, that sounds like multiple things. But the fact is they are one thing. Let's go to that next slide. It kind of looks like we've got multiple paths, winding and twisting and going different ways. We've got faith alone over here. We've got grace alone over here. We've got Scripture alone over here. But the fact is where are all these paths leading? All the paths, grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone, lead to one place, and that's Christ alone. Because it is only through the grace of Jesus Christ that any of us are saved. And that's what we celebrate in the Reformation. We don't celebrate that monk whom I'm playing right now, Martin Luther. We don't celebrate even the church that, you know, bears his name. No, we celebrate Jesus Christ and the church that bears his name, the Christian church. We are all unified in the body of Christ. Through his body and his blood, we are saved. That's the only way. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was telling them about the path, the way to salvation, he says, "You know the way." And Thomas says, "No, Lord, we don't. Show us." And Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That is the theme of the Reformation. We don't get there any other way. We don't get to salvation any other way except through Jesus. Whether it was at the time of Christ 2,000 years ago, whether it was in the time of Martin Luther 500 years ago, whether it's today or whether it's in another 500 years, the path is always the path through Christ alone. That is the message of the Reformation that we receive. That is the message of the Reformation that we pass along. Praise be to God that we have been given grace as a free gift, that He sends His Holy Spirit to give us faith in that grace, and that He sends us His Word to keep us focused on the free gift that is Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving for the gift of your Son Jesus Christ that we celebrate not only today on the anniversary of the Reformation, but, dear Lord, every day of our lives, every day of eternity, as we look forward to the resurrection and eternal life with you and all believers, dear Lord, please keep us ever mindful of the wonderful gifts that you have to give. Help us to live in that grace each and every day, to share the love of Christ with all of those you put in our lives. Help us to remember that wonderful flame of faith that you lit in the Reformation and keep going still strong today. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.